House Republicans threaten Democrat fundraising machine act blue with contempt amid foreign donor probe. By Amy Furr on June 22, 2026. House Republicans are pressuring the CEO of Democrat fundraising machine act blue to comply with subpoenas regarding documents important to the investigation into possible foreign donations. In a press release Monday, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, House Administration Committee Chairman Brian Steele, RY, and House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, announced they sent a letter to ActBlue's CEO Regina Wallace-Jones threatening to hold ActBlue in contempt of Congress for its inadequate compliance with the committee's subpoenas. The committees have been probing the platform's fundamentally unserious approach to fraud prevention, which may allow foreign nationals and bad actors to make large-scale fraudulent donations on Democrats' top fundraising platform. The release said, noting the fundraising behemoth was obstructing the inquiry by trying to shield documents important to the lawmakers' efforts. The release detailed. On July 22, 2025, following ActBlue's suspension of voluntary cooperation with the committee's oversight, the committees issued subpoenas for all documents and communications referring or relating to misconduct at ActBlue, whistleblower retaliation, and mass departures on ActBlue's legal team. After the committees raised concerns that ActBlue's response to the subpoena was insufficient, ActBlue represented on October 27, 2025, that it had produced all non-privileged documents with responsive, relevant information. However, on April 2, 2026, The New York Times reported on ActBlue's alleged acceptance of foreign donations and Ms. Wallace-Jones's misstatements to Congress and quoted from documents that ActBlue did not produce to the committees. The documents, which included former interim general counsel Aaron Ting's resignation letter and an internal message in which former legal counsel Zahn Ahmad alleged that he was retaliated against for blowing the whistle on internal misconduct at ActBlue, are clearly responsive to the committee's subpoenas and unprotected by any reasonable assertion of the attorney-client privilege. Wallace-Jones agreed and made to testify on June 10 before the House Administration Committee, for Breitbart News. At the time, Steele said, Ms. Wallace-Jones allegedly misled our committee at the outset of our investigation into ActBlue's fraud prevention standards. It's past time we set the record straight and got answers for the American people. I look forward to hearing her testify. During the hearing, she dodged questions from Jordan and repeatedly invoked her Fifth Amendment rights when he asked how many foreign contributions the organization accepted and why its legal team quit. The recent news release continued. These documents reportedly contain evidence that ActBlue accepted foreign donations, misled Congress, and then retaliated against an employee who spoke up about it. ActBlue appears to be withholding these documents from the committees in an attempt to cover up the scope and duration of its misconduct. For that reason, the committees wrote to ActBlue on April 14, 2026, demanding full compliance with its subpoenas. On June 5, ActBlue belatedly produced a log of responsive materials that it deemed privileged, but refused to produce Mr. Ting's resignation letter or Mr. Ahmad's message. Instead, ActBlue claimed attorney-client privilege over the entirety of these and 420 other documents. The committees have repeatedly requested a detailed explanation of ActBlue's privilege claim with respect to Mr. Ting's resignation letter and Mr. Ahmad's message, but have not received an answer beyond an unsubstantiated claim that the documents contain legal advice. These actions have impeded the committee's ability to develop legislation to protect American elections against fraudulent political contributions and foreign interference. In a letter to the ActBlue CEO, Steele, Jordan, and Comer said, for the reasons explained above, the committees reject ActBlue's assertions of privilege over these documents and demand that they be produced as soon as possible, but not later than June 26, 2026. These documents are essential to the committee's legislative efforts to protect American elections from fraudulent contributions and foreign interference. The committees remain prepared to enforce our subpoenas through all available mechanisms, the letter concluded. According to the New York Post, ActBlue has boosted Democrat campaigns and causes by raising more than $19 billion over the years. Nearly $2 billion of those funds flowed to Democrats during the 2024 election cycle, at the same time that internal records, later obtained by the Post, showed ActBlue made its fraud standards more lenient, the outlet said.